What does it mean to be generous? Last weekend, I had the opportunity to journey to San Diego for a educators conference, and I made one mistake while I was there, which I'll share with you out of humility. I didn't bring a change of clothes, so I wore my clerics out for dinner, and as I'm walking around seeing everybody else in their costumes, I figured maybe that wasn't the best thing to wear. But being in San Diego and having flown down there, we had to take cabs everywhere, you know, that we needed to go. And I think the fares are probably rigged because we'd only go like 2 or 3 miles and it was always right around $15. Well, who carries $15 with them, right? You carry a 20. So I'm getting my cash out as we're getting to our destination and I'm thinking, oh man, should I give the guy the whole thing or not? And so I decide to be generous, right? Is that what generosity is? We give to charities, we tithe, and we give of our time, talent, and treasure, but is that really getting to the core of what is generous in a biblical sense? There are people here today who probably think that they are very generous, and on some level they are, but is it really biblical generosity? And there are people here today who don't think they're very generous, but maybe according to the Bible you are. So let's take a look at what Scripture says about generosity. Number one, it comes with the widow in our first reading, the widow of Zarephath, who gives out of her need. It's so interesting that this prophet comes to her, as Chris was saying earlier, and asks her to go make him a cake or a piece of bread. And she says, all I've got is enough for one more, and I was going to eat it with my son, and then that's it. We don't have any more. We're expecting to die. And the prophet says to her, well, I still want you to go and do it. And she has a big decision to make there, doesn't she? Do I go and give all that I have to the point where I'm fearing for my life to give to this representative of God? I mean, imagine if Father Matt's out and he sees a homeless person, and that homeless person, I ask him, do you have any money? And he says, well, Father, I've got $5. I'm going to spend it on dinner tonight at McDonald's, and then I don't know where my next meal's coming from. And I say, well, give me the $5. You would think that I was greedy, right? Or inconsiderate. But I respond in response to him and say, if you give me that $5, I promise you, you will eat all that you need until you find a job. And that's kind of what the prophet is saying to the widow. Because when he says that the rains will come again, that's when the drought will be over and she'll be able to provide for herself again. She gave out of her need. She gave out of her poverty. She gave all that she had. And that was generous. I remember in seminary, we had these summer meetings that they still have them today where we go each week and there's usually some type of presentation. And one meeting, Father McGinnis, our vocations director at the time, had brought in this missionary priest. He was a priest from the United States but was working over in Vladivostok, Russia, which if you don't know where that is, it's clear on the west coast, east coast, right down by China in the corner. You go a few miles and you're in China, so it's very out there. And he came and he told us about how the church had been persecuted for many years. They even told this beautiful story about how the parishioners, before communism came in and destroyed their church, they took the crucifix down in the sanctuary and buried it on a hill so that it wouldn't be destroyed. And he was telling us about how they were trying to rebuild their church and was asking for help. In particular, they had 2 seminarians for their diocese. Now, their diocese stretched all the way up to the north part of Russia down to where they were in the south, something roughly equivalent to the whole eastern time zone of the United States. And they had 2 seminarians. And these 2 seminarians had to go to seminary clear on the west side of Russia. And I think, if I remember right, he said they had to take a train and cross 10 time zones just to get to their seminary. And they didn't get to come back home except once a year. And what Father McGinnis was asking us to do as seminarians is to help provide for their needs. Now, if you know anything about seminarians, they're not rich, are they? No. Now, we're blessed. You know, I don't want to give the wrong impression. Our room and board are covered for us. Our studies, of course. But other than that, we're not working any jobs, and so we don't have any other income. So, you know, you don't get to go out a lot. You got to find somebody to provide for your toothpaste and that kind of thing. And generally, there's very generous people among the people of God. But you got to really watch your finances in the seminary. And I remember thinking when Father McGinnis first proposed this, he said, I'd like you to send like $100 or $200 to these seminarians once or twice a year. I'm thinking, what? You know, it's already tight, right? How am I supposed to do that? And I remember Father McGinnis saying, I'm asking you to give out of your need. To give out of your need. What I need, I'm still going to give away. Where is God asking you to give from your need? We also see another widow, incidentally, in today's gospel. This widow only has a few pennies. She's gone to the treasury to make her gift to the church. And she gave all that she had, out of her poverty as well. You know, we tend to think that the most generous people are the ones who give huge gifts. And not just those of treasure, but those of time and talent as well. Somebody who can sing or play an instrument. You know, somebody who can get up here and lecture well. Somebody who can preach. We think, oh, they have great talents. But think about it. What does it mean to give out of your need? To give out of what you don't have. Maybe it's getting up here and lecturing even when you don't have the skill. Maybe it's stepping up to fulfill a responsibility or a leadership position even when you don't think you have the skill. That's giving out of your need. That's giving out of your poverty. You say, Father, I am impoverished in this skill. I cannot do public speaking. So when you do it, that's giving out of your poverty, isn't it? This occurs in our time, talent, and treasure. We often think that those who give maybe a $50,000 gift to the church, oh, they're being very generous. But is that really true? Did they really give out of their poverty or out of their need? Did it even change the way they had to live their life? Because I see a single mom who's trying to take care of her kids giving $10 a week and struggling week to week. She knows what it means to be generous. A lot of us don't. Because we don't give until we're giving out of our poverty. Jesus challenges us with that concept today. To ask ourselves, are we being as generous as these two widows found in our readings? Sometimes the most generous are not the rich, but the poor. And so what does it mean to be generous? Three things. We know something is generous when it means a sacrifice in our lives. Friday morning, I woke up feeling, having this congestion and feeling achy all over. And I hadn't seen the middle school kids for a couple weeks. So I said, you know what? I'm going to force myself to go over there and teach them. We did a great lesson on media that morning. Had a little quiz, which they didn't do so well on. But I came back afterwards and had a couple meetings. And then I remember walking into the office. And I'm ready to just go lay down for an hour or two until my next appointment. And Cindy Dutton, our parish bookkeeper, was so happy. She'd gotten in this thing called a quilt rack. Now, I don't understand quilt racks. I thought quilts were for covering up and making you warm. But evidently, they're also for looking at. Is that right? You can look at them? So she has this rack to hang a quilt on that she was given. One of the Christ the King quilts. It's really pretty. Very well done. And she put it up, wanted to put it up on her wall, but she'd stripped out a screw, and she couldn't get some other screws in. And so I'm standing there, and I said, quote unquote, made the mistake. I said, do you need help? Oh, I'd love help. And I could tell how excited she was about her quilt rack, right? And I'm thinking in the back of my head, and she could probably see it on my face, I really don't want to help you, you know? I really just want to go to bed. And so I kind of hem and hawed. I even did this for a second, and then I just walked out to my toolbox and got tools, you know? Probably could have been a little more generous with my time, but I had that sense in my heart of being generous because I was making a sacrifice, you know? I didn't need to do that. She could have eventually figured out how to get that strip screw in there or to not strip it in the first place. But secondly, if we are being generous, we are praying to God to provide for our need. If we are being generous, we're at the point where we are praying to God for our need. Some of us don't ever pray to God about our finances. We live comfortably enough that we think, I'm taken care of, and I never have to ask God to provide for anything more. If we're not at that point where we're asking God to provide for something more, even if we are living comfortably, then we're not truly being generous because we're not asking God for his help. Lastly, we know that we are being generous when we experience need and still give. We know that we are being generous when we experience a need and still give. And so I ask you today, now that you've learned a little bit about what biblical generosity is, what Jesus expects of us in being generous, to ask yourself, am I being generous?